I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on KCRW and KCRW.com. When you travel to a new place, you probably want to get an authentic experience to find out what life is like in that town. That's hard to do when corporate restaurants seem to dot the landscape, and they're the same everywhere. In Hawaii, it's the same story. Large hotel properties have re-landscaped the islands, but you can still get the real experience eating the foods of Hawaii. How to do it next. Sometimes how we get ideas for this show is kind of quirky. This one, for example, we got an email from a Good Food listener about Matthew Gray's Hawaii hole-in-the-wall food tours. She told us that it was such a great way to support mom-and-pop eateries in Hawaii, and we started to think about it. We went, that's a great idea. So with me today is Matthew Gray from Hawaii Hole-in-the-Wall Food Tours. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Evan. How are you doing?
So I feel really lucky. The very first time I went to Hawaii, I had a friend who was born there, and he gave me just a list of what the things I should eat are, like malasadas, blue plate lunch, lau lau, and told me where to go to find them. So I had this extraordinary experience. Is that the kind of thing that you do?
It really is. Not only are we introducing people to foods that they've never had before, but we're giving them a lot of the backstory, the history of the foods, where it came from. We talk about the architecture. We talk about the cultures and the histories of all the various different people here. So they're getting the whole entire package when they come here to enjoy the food.
Are you centered in Honolulu?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the foods and the stories behind them. Let's talk about plate lunch.
The term plate lunch is the reference to something that the locals would eat on a daily basis. The construction of a plate lunch would be something that would start with two scoops of rice. And here we're definitely in a rice culture. But then on top of the rice, you'll always get the potato macaroni salad, which is famous here in Hawaii. And then, of course, you're going to be able to pick whatever protein you want on top of that, fish or meats or anything like that.
Let's pick another sort of iconic Hawaiian food. One that I think of a lot, even when I'm not there, are malasadas. Could you explain what they are?
Sure. Well, the malasada is the Portuguese donut. And what they start off with is that beautiful, sweet, fluffy Hawaiian bread dough, which actually came to us as a gift by the Portuguese. So they would still call it the Portuguese sweet bread yeast dough. And they fry it and roll it in sugar. And that is the standard basic malasada, and I think it's the best one that's offered.
So do people eat them for breakfast? Like, do people pull up to a little malasada bakery and buy a bag of them?
Sure. They would get them for breakfast, bring them to the office, and then if you ever have any leftover malasadas, they make a fantastic French toast the next morning or bread pudding the next night.
Wow. I never thought of doing that. I bet that
really
would
awesome.
Be delicious. Now, what about lau laus?
Well, it's one of the true, most delicious traditional Hawaiian foods. It's made with an exotic and delicious ingredient that usually starts with either a pork kind of filling or a vegetable filling or a chicken filling. It's wrapped up in 6 to 7 different taro leaves, which is also kind of referred to as our Hawaiian spinach leaves in a way. And it's bundled up, and then it's finally wrapped inside of maybe a banana leaf on the outside. So it's sort of like a big bundle of pork and butterfish, all kind of wrapped up in leaves and then steamed. And it's quite delicious because the leaves actually lend a lot of their flavor to the food. Because as you probably know already, Evan, that Hawaiian food is a very, very simple cuisine.
So could you share with us one mom-and-pop establishment that you really, really love, and it sort of gives you a great deal of joy to introduce them to the people that you bring?
There's a place called Sugoi, which is one of our little favorite mom-and-pop plate lunch places, and what they're doing is local style, Hawaiian style, and Japanese food, and it's being done by Korean Chinese people. So we get all of these wonderful culture clashes, and their signature dish is a sweet local style garlic chicken, and we always put together a bento for our guests, and that's always the item that people love most.
What are some other dishes that you love to introduce visitors to?
Well, on our Hole in the Wall tour, we often take people to a one of the last remaining family-owned Chinese rice noodle factories. So they're going to go behind the scenes, and they're going to get to taste the most silky and sensuous noodle you've ever put in your mouth. So that's one of the things that I enjoy giving them, along with a peek and a glimpse into the back kitchens of how these rice noodles are made. So that's one of the dishes that we always love to show off. Also, there's something called lo mi salmon, and that's typically prepared by mixing salted, diced salmon with tomatoes, crushed ice, and green onions. It's a very refreshing salad that helps offset a lot of the oily or greasy or salty flavors that you may find in other traditional Hawaiian food.
Matthew Gray is a gourmet chef who trained in Los Angeles. He's been living in Honolulu since 1993. He's the food critic and restaurant reviewer for Hawaii's largest daily newspaper, the Honolulu Advertiser, and he's the founder of Hawaii Food Tours. Thanks to listener Linda in Costa Mesa, who told us about Matthew.